Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. A lot of us equate working inside with greater comfort and safety than working outside. But that's not always the case. In San Diego today, California workplace health and safety regulators are holding a public hearing on a proposed rule to prevent heat-related illness in indoor spaces. With more, here's KQED labor correspondent Farida Javala Romero.
The hearing comes years after a state law required Cal OSHA to adopt a rule to minimize heat-related injuries and illnesses. Under the proposal, employers would be required to provide fresh water and cool-down areas when the temperature hits 82 degrees. At 87, they would have to take steps to lower the temperature of the workspace. Amazon warehouse worker Ana Ortega in San Bernardino says she wants to avoid dizziness and headaches like she's experienced in the past.
It's probably one of my biggest concerns, especially with the summer coming up. And I want to make sure that I'm safe. And that, I'm going to get home the same way I left, after a work shift.
Business groups like the California Chamber of Commerce warn small businesses especially may not be able to afford the proposed mandates. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala Romero.
Residents in the small farm worker community of Planada in Merced County may soon see state funding after Governor Gavin Newsom proposed $290 million in new money to support flood preparedness, response, and recovery. This comes as a study out this month by the UC Merced Community and Labor Center found that 83% of households in Planada faced at least one form of economic loss from flooding earlier this year. Ingrid Brostrom is the director of climate and jobs at the center. She says people's loss of income is having a ripple effect.
Many of them were facing eviction. People were without vehicles, which again is another way of preventing them from employment. And then there's going to be a lot of future losses as well, because so many people didn't have either flood insurance or the federal aid.
Of the households that were surveyed for federal assistance, researchers found the average cost of repair was upwards of $30,000. It's not clear how much of Newsom's proposed funding will go to Planada specifically, but it's estimated that the community needs at least $20 million to recover. Rivers in California are flowing fast and wide this year as record snowpacks in the mountains melt. As we just reported, all that water has created flood damage and worries about more to come. But one industry is thriving after years of drought and shrinking rivers: whitewater rafting. From KVPR, Joshua Yeager takes us to the Upper Kern River in the Southern Sierra.
Almost as soon as we launch our boat into the river, the directions start coming, and they cascade as swift as the water.
Forward! Forward! Keep going!
Our guide is Miles Curtis. He's been navigating the Kern for decades, which is a good thing because we've got a major rapid right ahead of us, and the water feels like ice even through my wetsuit.
Dig it in! Keep going! Yoo-hoo! Yeah, baby!
Millions of gallons of white foaming water swirl around us. This rapid is called Powerhouse, named after a century-old hydroelectric plant that towers overhead. After about 45 seconds of adrenaline-pumping paddling, we're through it.
So we are having what we call big water year.
That's Matt Volpert, who runs Kern River Outfitters here. His shop looks like a stable. Big rafts hang from the ceiling. We talk outside.
We've had flows now that are higher than anything we've seen since 1983.
The snowpack here in the Southern Sierra is 300% of average.
And when that starts melting, we have high water, and people love high water. Think of the best powder day you've ever had.
But the high water also brings more risk. Authorities are urging people to be extra safe on surging, freezing rivers. Already this year, several people have been swept away. Volpert says customers have to show that they're fit enough to raft, and guides are doing extra training.
They have to know, every rock, every every wave, every hole.
The potential danger hasn't deterred customers from enjoying the massive flows. In fact, here on the Kern, a big water year means big business.
It means we're going to be really busy. So we opened on April 1, and we expect to be running until mid-September.
That's months longer than the most recent seasons, if you could even call them that. The Kern was barely a trickle before a dozen-plus atmospheric rivers drenched California this winter. Drought conditions have been so severe at times that they forced Volpert to close his business. At one point, he considered quitting for good.
We actually talk about it all the time. It's like, man, what are we doing here?
It's a question outfitters throughout the West ask with increasing frequency. That's according to Aaron Bannon, director of America Outdoors. He represents 300 whitewater companies nationwide. He says many in California are working hard to adapt to the state's extreme weather whiplash, worsened by human-caused climate change. Some have modified trips when flows are piddly.
Maybe you do 2 half-day trips instead of 1 full-day trip.
Despite biblical-seeming challenges, the pandemic, wildfires, drought, flooding, Bannon and others say outfitters are a resilient bunch. Back on the river, we've just gone through another rapid. Our guide Curtis has his fingers crossed that the so-called big melt of the record snowpack doesn't happen too fast and make the river too dangerous. In the meantime, Curtis says rafters should make the most of a banner season.
Yep, this is the season to raft.
And as high temperatures rise across the Sierra, the high water might be the place to beat the heat. For the California Report, I'm Joshua Yeager on the Upper Kern River.
And that is this edition of the California Report for Thursday, May 18th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm your host, Saul Gonzalez. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day out there.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org. Guideline. Their automated 401k plans can be set up in 20 minutes. More at guideline.com/CA. Guideline, the California way to 401k. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes 11th Hour Racing, working to connect sustainability with sport to help restore ocean health, on the web at 11thhourracing.org.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.